Bible says God has put different gifts. So we have a preacher and an interpreter who plays football, but that's only part-time. Full-time. And make the most of it, because you're not going to be an interpreter for very long.
No.
Not for your dad, anyway. Yeah, only this 3 more months.
Yeah. So it could be. Yeah, it's the countdown now.
It's hard to learn a language, new languages in 1 year. And it's harder when you have to learn the double time, because you have to learn the language, and you have to learn the biblical language. So I have to learn 2 languages. The English times 2.
Amen. Yes. Un pastor italiano.
An Italian pastor.
Que estuvo de misionero en UK.
That was missionary here in UK.
Él enseñó por qué es tan difícil orar en otra lengua.
He taught why it's so difficult to pray in another language. He said that someone can learn to learn how to speak the language. But when you have to pray, it's harder. Because the prayer goes from the heart. So we always tend to pray in our own language. So we need to think to pray in another language. So that is not coming from the heart. Instead of it comes from the mind. So I'm trying to learn language and trying to think in English. Let's go to the word.
Like going to his will.
This is the theme of today. It's the topic.
Amen. Yes, okay. Yeah. Thank you. In Mark chapter 6, verse 45. Amen. While he dismissed the crowd. After leaving them, he went up on the mountainside to pray. Later that night, the boat was in the middle of the lake, and he was alone on land. He saw the disciples. By them. But when they saw him walking on the lake, they thought he was a ghost. They cried out because they all saw him and were terrified. Immediately he spoke to them and said, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." Then he climbed in the boat with them. And the wind died down. They were completely amazed, for they had not understood. About their love, their hearts were hardened. When they had crossed over, they landed at Genesaret and anchored there. Amen.
Amen.
Señor, en el nombre de Jesús.
Lord, in the name of Jesus,
pedimos tu presencia.
We pray for your presence. We ask for your grace to preach this word. Please talk to us in this afternoon in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Where did Jesus tell them to go? to Bethsaida.
Pero Juan escribe algo más.
But John writes more. Three Gospels register this, what happened here.
In John chapter 6, when evening came, his disciples went down to the lake, where they got into a boat and set off across the lake for
Capernaum.
What? Jesus said, go to Bethsaida. Yes, you know. But they were to Capernaum. What is the difference? They are in opposite side. Bethsaida and Capernaum. Opposite cities.
Apparently, they were going to the same place, but it wasn't the same city. So maybe John was wrong, or there's something that can that we can learn from it. Let's analyze the name of the cities, of the places, because the secret is on the places, it's on the name. Sorry, Bethsaida. Jesus said, I want you to be I want you to fish people.
Yes.
Fish for people.
Y que tengan muchos frutos.
And that you can have much fruit.
Go to Bethsaida.
Go to Bethsaida.
Fisherman place. Fruit house. But the place went to Capernaum. Obedecieron entrar en la barca.
They obeyed to go into the boat. They obeyed to go. But they didn't obey the place to go.
Una obediencia a medias.
A half obedience.
Why? Otra vez, el secreto está en el nombre.
So and again, the secret is on the name.
Capernaum, village of consolation. Village of comfort. Consolation and comfort. Comfort is better than fisherman's work. Yes or no? It's a better to receive consolation than to bear fruit. It's better. Receive consolation. It's better. Comfort. This war is for this time. This war is for the church today. Jesus said, go to Bethsaida. Amen. Go to place of the fish. Give fruit. Endure life. Abundant fruit. But, we prefer Capernaum. Why? Primero quiero que se solucionen mis problemas.
First, I want my problems to be solved. I want to be comfortable. I want to be alright. Then I will talk about Jesus. Then I will invite people to the church. I don't want to go to Bethsaida. I want to go to Capernaum. What happens when I only obey a half of what is said to me? It happens. This happens. Oh, sorry. The wind come out. Because they were going to another place. Sometimes our life becomes like the Sea of Galilee. Galilee means circle and ring. Circle or ring. Circle or ring. It looks like always we're going around the same thing. It looks like always it's repeating the same thing. We make the same mistakes. Looks like we are in the same circle that we can't get out of it. Galilee. Ring. Ring means
sello o pacto.
Oh, yeah. Ring means promise, kind of promise.
Sello. Yes.
Yes. It's like we are stamped by some things. It's like the things we have inside, they are going to follow us to, till the end of the days. It's like we are stamped by some problems in our lives. Why? Because we want to go wherever we want to go. Because we want to go in our own will. We want to be able to solve our own problems. Consequences. The strong wind was blowing because they were going to another place. There are some storms in our lives that when they come, we have to consider where are we going. Where Jesus wants us to go, or where I want to go. They were tired because the wind was blowing against them. The wind was opposite to them because they were not going to the right place. Why is Jesus, is God going to use it with you? What is going to use to you to stop you?
Amen.
Ecclesiastes, and then you have here the man that is thinking. Consider. Consider this. When bad times come, you have to consider. That's why it says. we can have a time, a bad time.
Es normal.
It's normal.
Pero esto no es para siempre.
But it's not forever.
Cuando la situación se extiende por mucho tiempo,
when the situation extends for a long time,
tengo que pararme a considerar.
We have to stop and consider.
Si estoy yendo para donde Dios quiere,
if I'm going to where I got where God told me to go, or where I want to go. Jesus saw the disciples working harder to go to be able to continue to where they're going, and he decided to go into this problem. Jesus always will be there. Jesus always will come through. It looks like he's away, but he will always come through.
In Mark 6:39, say, but when they saw him walking on the lake, though he was a ghost, they cried out, what? Because they all saw him and were terrified. Immediately he spoke to them and said, take courage, is I, don't be afraid. Los discípulos no tuvieron miedo a la tempestad.
The disciples didn't were not afraid of the storm.
Pero sí tuvieron miedo a Jesús.
But they were afraid of Jesus.
Porque no lo reconocían.
Because they didn't recognize him. It's curious. They were not afraid of the storm, but they were afraid of something that were coming to them.
Why?
Why?
Siempre la tempestad te oculta a Jesús.
Because always the storm makes you harder to look to Jesus and identify him. The circumstances don't allow you to see Jesus and identify him. They don't allow you to recognize Jesus.
No te permite ver que es Dios.
It doesn't allow you to recognize who is God.
Jesus is God.
Amen.
Jesus is powerful.
Amen.
He has the control of the whole situation. He's supernatural.
Amen.
He walks every situation in your life.
Amen.
Amen. He can change all situation.
Amen.
Because he is powerful.
Amen.
Powerful.
Amen.
He is God.
Amen.
He is God. Amen. Jesus is God.
Amen.
Wow. In Mark 6, he said, immediately he spoke to them and said, take courage. Don't be afraid. Cuando no puedes verlo,
when you can see him,
escucha su voz.
You have to hear, you have to listen his voice.
Cuando las circunstancias te tapan, ¿quién es?
When the circumstances don't allow you to see him,
escucha su voz.
Listen to him.
Escucha su voz.
Listen to him. That was enough.
Esa respuesta de Dios fue suficiente.
That answer was enough.
Para que Moisés enfrentara al hombre más poderoso de la tierra.
To make Moses to face the most powerful man in the land. He only listened, I am who I am.
I am who I am.
That was the only thing that Moses listened. And that was enough.
You can see Jesus listen to your voice.
Amen.
Amen. In the middle of the storm, listen to his voice. Amen. Amen. In Mark 6. When they have crossed over, they landed and Genesaret and anchored there. ¿A dónde iban ellos?
Where they were going? Do you remember?
¿A dónde iban?
Where they were going?
Capernaum. ¿A dónde llegaron?
Where they were, where they landed.
It's crazy. No fueron a Bethsaida.
They didn't go to Bethsaida. They didn't go to Capernaum. They went to Gennesaret.
Why? Porque Jesús jamás te obligará a ir donde no quieres.
Because Jesus will never make you go whenever you don't want to go.
Amen. Gennesaret significa Prince's Garden. Prince's Garden. Cuando entras en esta relación con Jesús.
When you enter in this relationship with God, with Jesus. Because if you don't want to go, Jesus will never make you go or obligate you to go. He will first prepare you. He will treat your heart to then send you. So when you are in this relationship, it will happen as Isaiah says.
Isaiah, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulder, and he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, My God, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Cuando entras en esta relación,
when you enter in this relationship with Jesus, when you are in Genesaret, he will treat you like a father. He will treat you as a prince. He will bring you peace. Everything that you need, he will give you. But he will always take you to his wills. Let's go more with the steps of Jesus.
Mark 7:34. Day. Jesus left that place and went to the vicinity of Tyre. Tyre is rock. Rock. En este tiempo,
in this time, God starts to firm your steps in the rock. He will start to prepare you that nothing can move you. Let's continue. Mark 7:31. When you get to this time, when you arrive at this time, it's the time to the harvest. It's time to the harvest. In Sidon, you will learn to harvest. You can't collect what you didn't first seem. you will have first. How do you say that? When you collect, when you harvest, what you have to do first? Sows.
Yeah.
Necesita sembrar para poder cosechar.
You have to sow before harvest.
Yes. Yes. Understand?
Yes.
No puedes cosechar donde no sembraste.
You can't harvest where you didn't plant. In this time is when Jesus puts you with passion. You learned how to be generous. You learned how to sow and how to collect. Your feet are firm in the rock. Now it's time to you to have compassion. He will teach you how to have compassion for these people. Compassion for the people. Compassion for the people.
Mark 8:10. He got into the boat with his disciples and went to the region of Dalmanuta. Dalmanuta is slow fire brand. Wow.
When you arrive here, you will be marked by fire.
Dios te marca a fuego.
You will be marked like as with fire.
Marca tu corazón a fuego.
He will mark your heart with fire.
Jamás serás el mismo.
You will never be the same.
Porque la marca de Dios está en ti.
Because God's mark is in you.
Marcado a fuego por el Espíritu de Dios.
You're marked with fire by the Holy Spirit. Always, when you follow the step of Jesus, He will always call you wherever He wants you to be. At the beginning, Jesus sent them to Bethsaida. They didn't want to go there. They wanted to go to Capernaum, to the place of consolation, of comfort. We want to be good. Jesus treated with them in every place. But they were sent to the place that Jesus went them to go. To the fish place. To the place of the fruits. Jesus always have this characteristic. Because we are selfish.
Selfish.
First, we. After the rest. First, me. My comfort. I want my problems to be solved. Everything that is mine. And then, what Jesus wants. That's the problem. Because we always start from the back. And we go to the front. Because God's mathematics are different. Because for us, 2 plus 2 is 4. But for Jesus, 2 plus 1 is 4. The maths of God are different than ours. Are different than ours. It looks like God thinks different. Yes, God thinks different. That's why it says, look for what God wants. Seek first His kingdom. And then everything will add to you. If we start from there, maybe storm have came to your life in these times. Maybe you're repeating the same things. You're in a circle. But Jesus came to the rescue. Jesus came to rescue you. And He says, I am. I am. Jesus will treat with us. And when He treats us, He will carry us to wherever He wants. He can take you out from Argentina, send you to Spain, and Spain to here to UK. He's capable to take you out from Slovakia and make you come to England only for His will. Only for His will. But if you don't want to go, He will send you to the Prince Garden. He will be with you. He will firm you upon the rock. He will teach you. He will give you compassion. He will mark you with fire. And then He will bring you to Bethsaida, where He wants. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Please stand up if you're able. I know there's a lot of difficulties in the Christian life. But Jesus will always be on your side. Always. If the situation is for a long time, stop and think, where am I going? Maybe Jesus brought the storm to stop you. And if you don't obey, maybe He will send you an angel. Maybe a donkey will talk to you. He will find the way to understand Him. Not with everyone He used the same things. Because He's a personal God. With every one of us will have different ways. An angel, a donkey, a wind. With every person He will be different. His only objective is that He wants to stop you from going to the wrong place. To you to go to Bethsaida. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we declare this word in this afternoon. A word that came from your heart. to the heart of the church. Lord, if my brothers and sisters are going through a hard time, we pray now that they can hear your voice. Maybe they can't see you, but we pray that they can hear your voice. That says that don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Am I who I am? In the name of Jesus. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Well, praise God.